series?
Yes, I did. I saw it. I didn't see it on the Wednesday night. Oh, that means it's on again tonight.
On Thursday. I think it's on Thursday night.
Thursdays, is it? Okay, well, they repeat it on Sunday evenings, and I saw it on Sunday.
At 7.30, they have a Doctor Who encore. At this stage, it looks quite compelling.
That's right. Christopher Eccleston is the now is he the eighth Doctor Who? He must be the eighth Doctor
Who. And Billy Piper.
Yes.
A young singer is his trusty sidekick, and together I think they're going to be a great combination. Well, Sylvester McCoy, as we mentioned earlier, the seventh Doctor Who, and other Doctor Who contemporaries, the likes of Colin Baker, John Pertwee's Girl Friday, Katie Manning, and other Doctor Who contributors have banded together, and they'll be on stage for a special one-off show, Inside the TARDIS, on at the Westpac St James on Friday the 5th of August, and it's our pleasure to catch up with Sylvester before his arrival.
Good morning.
Hello, good morning. Hello, Welly. Good morning to Wellies.
Wendy Wellington, yes.
I come from a land of Wellies because I come from Scotland and I grew up with Wellies. And I've got those, you know, you saw those marks at the back of my legs with the Wellies rubbed against my skin.
I'm very fond
of Wellies.
We call them gumboots over here in New Zealand, but yeah, we know what you mean. The Wellington boots.
Yes,
very good.
Sylvester, lovely to have you on the show. And you will be touring with Doctor Who Inside the TARDIS, the show coming to Wellington on Friday the 5th of August. Now, it's quite a unique show. Can you just tell us a little about what we can expect?
Well, the three kind of main protagonists of the universe of Doctor Who would be on the stage, one at each time, being interviewed by Tim, who is our top one of the interviewer, and he will chat to us about our time, our life and times in Doctor Who, and there will be sections of our shows shown, and we will discuss and dissect them and laugh at them and cry at them. And then in the second half, there'll be kind of audience participation and fun and frolics with in the world of Who.
Now, tell us a bit about you as Doctor Who on the telly. Who was your favourite villain?
Well, I suppose the Daleks, really. If you don't work with the Daleks, you're not a true Doctor.
No, exactly.
And I enjoyed working with them.
The show's been running for around 42 years, and, of course, a legion of committed fans all around the world. It must be very difficult to step into such a role as Doctor Who, you know, with the expectations being such. How did you find it when you stepped into the role as the seventh Doctor Who?
Well, I found it a bit difficult, really, because when I stepped into the role of Doctor Who, I actually had to put on Colin Baker's costume. Now, Colin Baker is much larger than me, upwards and outwards. Yeah. So when they put on his costume and his shoes, they lost me for 3 days, really.
Had to send in a search party.
Yeah, they had to send it because it was difficult to start off with. But seriously, though, I hadn't actually seen a lot of Doctor Who in its recent years before I took over. Because I'd been working all the time, and we didn't have VCRs as much as we do nowadays. And so I was in complete ignorance of it, which is the best way to take over the role of Doctor Who.
Have you seen the latest incantation? What do you think?
Yeah, he's terrific. He's absolutely terrific. I think he's brilliant.
Yeah.
But his companion is even, she's astonishing.
Yeah.
The girl playing Rose. Have you got it in New Zealand yet?
Yeah, we've just had the first episode last week.
All right. Isn't it wonderful? I mean, I was just knocked out by it.
Yeah,
and
it's
the
great
technology and all that stuff is absolutely wonderful.
It was quite interesting because, you know, having being a Doctor Who fan of many years, like yourself, I thought it was absolutely fantastic. And what I liked is it did stay true, you know, to the legend of Doctor Who.
It did very much so. And there's lots of echoes from the earlier Doctors and from my own Doctor as well that I recognised.
Mm.
But yet, it has jumped forward a pace to a whole new kind of world of Doctor Who.
Are you enjoying being Doctor Who on stage? Are you enjoying the audience participation, getting the questions?
Oh, it's great. I mean, it really is great. And there's such warm reaction from the audience. They're very welcoming and warm and loving.
Well, we look forward to seeing you in Wellington with Inside the TARDIS.
Right, yes, Inside the TARDIS.
Dun, dun, dun!
Thank you so much for taking this time to have a chat with us. We're really looking forward to the show.
Bye.
That's Sylvester McCoy, who is the seventh Doctor Who on the telly.
Quite the character, huh?
Yeah, I'll say. A bit of a comedian, isn't he? I liked, I'll tell you who I liked, my favourite Doctors were, and I think he's gone, so with all due respect, Tom Baker, who was the one with all the curly hair and the long scarf, and John Pertwee, who was also Wurzel Gummidge. They're the two best.
We do have a couple of double tickets to give away to the show. Doctor Who Inside the TARDIS. Fans will absolutely revel in this occasion. Well, ask you a simple question. Name the evil salt and pepper shakers that cause mischief for Doctor Who.
That's right. They do look like salt and pepper shakers.
Name the evil salt and pepper shakers that cause mischief for Doctor Who.
It's 13 to 9, 203 9498 is our number at the Breeze.
Rhino is an incredibly tough spray-on coating. It's used in many different situations, internal